Donald Trump Jr. floats Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe to run MSDNC after Elon Musk buys it. By Paul Bois on November 25, 2024. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe appeared on Donald Trump Jr.'s show this week where the two discussed who should take charge of MSNBC if billionaire Elon Musk were to purchase it. As Breitbart News reported recently, Comcast has split off from MSNBC and other cable networks in the wake of President-elect Donald Trump's sweeping victory over Vice President Kamala Harris. Comcast Corporation today announced its intent to create a new publicly traded company comprised of a strong portfolio of NBC Universal's cable television networks, including USA Network, CNBC, MSNBC, Oxygen, E!, Sci-Fi and Golf Channel, read a company statement. The planned spin-off will also strategically position NBC Universal with its leading broadcast and streaming media properties, including NBC Entertainment, Sports, News and Bravo, which all power Peacock, along with Telemundo, the theme park's business and film and television studios, it added. After the news broke, Donald Trump Jr. suggested to Elon Musk on X that he should consider purchasing MSNBC just like he did with Twitter. Speaking with Alex Marlowe on his Rumble show Triggered, Don Jr. said that the Breitbart News editor-in-chief should be the one to take over MSNBC should Elon Musk make the purchase. My next call as soon as we get off of here is going to be to Elon. I'm gonna be like, hey, man, I've got the funniest idea in the world for you. Maybe have Alex Marlowe of Breitbart run MSDNC, said Trump Jr. Going further, Don Jr. observed that media outlets like MSNBC and CNN seem to have an artificial legitimacy that does not match their viewership numbers. The ratings don't justify the level of advertisers, Don Jr. said. I've had my issues with Fox News and whatever it may be. But if you look at the advertisers that are there, but they have five times the viewership of CNN's average show. And yet, there's still, let's call it white shoe advertisers on these things. It can't be working. Alex Marlowe said that MSNBC went so far to the left that it has no ability to build a larger audience by inviting diverse voices into the network. With my first book Breaking the News, one of my main legacies in the book was pointing out that it's not as simple as liberal media bias. It's actually corporatism that's driving the media. These news outlets were really fronts for major mega corporations that operate around the world, Marlowe said. So when you take a company like MSNBC/Comcast/Universal, it wasn't just that they're reporting from the left. Of course, they're on the left. They're protecting the status quo from a multinational conglomerate that has deep interest in China, and they're basically trying to gatekeep to make sure that other voices don't break out and that they can control things at a corporate level and try to use their mega platform to do that. To get their agendas through across the world, he continued. On the issue of MSNBC, in particular, Alex said that the network had allowed itself to become a liability for Comcast, which likely led to the split. With Donald Trump coming, and with the fact that these people lied to their audiences, not just about the election, said Alex Marlowe, who then cited Rachel Maddow as one particular example. Rachel Maddow comes off as a full-blown kook the way she dealt with Russia, continued Marlowe. She comes off as an absolute freak show if you read her actual quotes about the Russian collusion fake nonsense story. So what's happened now is Comcast Universal is. Now it's a liability to have NBC because they besmirched the whole brand. They disparaged the brand, and so they got to offload it by any means necessary to protect the whole. They've got to cut off the part immediately if they're gonna save the whole. It's an amputation. Earlier in the interview, Alex Marlowe praised Don Jr. for helping Trump widen his coalition during the 2024 election cycle. He brought in so many people, and you did as well, to this coalition, said Alex Marlowe. Even I couldn't believe how big the coalition got by the end. Don Jr. reflected on the viral videos of athletes doing the Trump dance in the end zone, saying it is indicative of how the culture has shifted with all-star athletes openly embracing President-elect Trump so publicly. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, Ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.